Tonight's star movie on Channel 43, your favorite movie station, will continue in a moment.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Did I miss something? I didn't hear any music or anything during the countdown.
I didn't hear any music either.
Oh, you didn't hear music?
You want to start over?
No, I heard music.
I didn't, and Rob didn't, so that might be a problem.
But it was pretty.
Can we try it again? I mean, we're live. You heard, I mean.
I heard the intro, but I, you know, I feel like Tony DeCoppola.
No, we edited out that countdown anyway.
We did?
Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah. Who is Tony DeCoppola?
We'll get to it in the bonus show this week.
Oh, is it a dirty guy?
Oh, that's the new CBS guy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, he's been crying, apologizing. He's been having...
Noted dick. anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Great to have you along on a beautiful Thursday. I'm going to start today's show with some music for all of you. And,
I love music.
This is, I know you do, and part two of the music selections are specifically for you.
Thank you.
Rob says that he plays to me, and I do the same thing with Rob when it comes to this show. And so part two will be for you, and I guarantee you will love it because I just know the way you react to things.
And
you're
going
to love it more than anybody.
I love the fact that neither of us play to Josh, ever. We ignore him.
Because he's kind of like the arbiter.
He is. Yeah.
Which he's evolved into. But let me start with my son had a project last night that he was working on where he was required to get the names of grandparents and great-grandparents. And I realized...
His own or just random ones?
Mine and Carla's.
Okay.
And he was... It made me sad because on my father's side, that is a tough pull for me. I never knew my my grandfather or my grandmother on my father's side. They both died long before I was born. And as far as great grandparents, I'm drawn. I think one of them's name was Patrick O'Mara, and was
well, play the odds.
Yeah, that's
I mean, there's an actual gravestone that
name
I visited.
Is Patrick Potato O'Mara, and he is an Irishman,
and he has a red beard without a mustache.
And he
wears a felt bright green top hat
under his pieces of gold. Now, is there someone in your family, like extended family, that is the sort of genealogist of your family that knows how everything fell out?
Teddy would have been the one to call if I really wanted to get into that, but I didn't want to bug him.
Our guy in my family was my Uncle Dana, who passed away really unexpectedly 3 years ago. And I think it's left us sort of in a genealogical jam because
Else is too lazy to pay attention to it. It's really something that is valuable because we're curious about it. But the reason I brought this to you is because on my mother's side, there were two grandparents, Oscar, my grandfather, and Sally, my grandmother. And the reason
Didn't
I bring
Oscar
that up.
Oscar leave the family unexpectedly one day?
Bada bing, bada boom.
Thank you. Good night.
Sally, and it was Perrault, that was their last name, Perreault,
French-Canadian
name.
Yeah,
And my grandfather was French-Canadian, and Sally was someone who loved a song that was like an old song, and for some reason it jogged my memory, and it came back to me when this popped up on my feed because I was... just seeing another song that these guys did, and then I got I was surfing through them because I thought they were interesting. It might be fun to play, and then I found this song, this old song in perfect 4-part harmony, and I love 4-part harmony.
I do too, like barbershop harmony, right?
Barbershop harmony, and this is the song. And listen to this harmony; it's real short, but roll this harmony. I think you guys will dig this. This is really really cool.
Sally,
Wow.
If you don't like that and you don't appreciate that, there is something wrong with
you. Now, we both love music. I think you have more of a technical understanding of music than I do, but I have sort of some theory on music that I love. But what is it about that sort of registration of harmony that makes it sound like eight people instead of four?
I can't describe it. I know that
it's magical when it clicks, and when it's bad, it's bad. But when it clicks, it's great.
What's interesting about that that harmony is that's the stuff I love. I am not a big fan of the old school. For so long, that art form was kind of guys in striped jackets with straw hats.
Well, they made it kitschy. Yeah,
really close to barbershop.
And calling it barbershop, I mean, when in fact it's amazingly difficult to do well.
The structure is amazing.
Right?
Is.
The structure is amazing, but that does not
but
matter.
I do know
so
that, I mean,
to my
that is
grandmother,
an old
Sally,
song.
That's for you. That's for you, Sally. Love
and
you.
I do remember that song. Like, I mean, I think you can hear that in like old Warner Brothers cartoons, because that would have been an old song in the 1930s. But
very old. And then... It's been do you remember the Trololo guy, Rob Spiewak?
The Russian guy.
I don't know what language this is.
No.
It's hard to describe. Now, this is a long one, so bear with me here, because once you get done with the yodeling...
done this show for 35 years. That's the first time that sentence has ever been said.
And by the way, you never get done with the yodeling, but there's more to the yodeling. There's more real singing. This is a long one. It's got an intro with a foreign accent, and I just will tell you, if you like this kind of stuff, ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be absolutely wowed by this
shaking with anticipation,
amazingly modern video that we start the show off with today.
Good stuff.
You enjoy it.
Geburtstag hat er. Bravo.
There he is.
Oh, you're gonna love him.
Very sturdy woman.
Sein Geburtstag so gestanzelt ist, muss er selber singen, gell?
He smiles.
Look how enthusiastic the people are.
They love it. Well, he's selling it.
Now you're going to get a wider shot here where the people look at the camera.
Oh, good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Schroeka.
Are the people there against their will?
I don't think they know what's going on.
Yeah.
They don't. All right, get ready for the lyrics.
Okay, here we go. They're just warming up.
They look like they're having a good time.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Auf dem Tanzboden, da wird den zum Stern, oder die, seit die Burschen gehen zum Stack so gern, oder die, ja, weil es da so fisch ist, aber die blonde Rische war da wohl mit. Drum ist in der ganzen Gegend, wo das Tanzen so beliebt.
I'm in love.
Alles blattert und lacht die, oder.
All right, that's quite enough. I think we've had enough of that.
What a lot of people don't
know? And, of course, the language is English.
They cut that from The Terminator. Right. That's where that is from.
You know who he looks like? He looks like Buck Owens.
To me, he looks like Fox 5's Steve Shenevy. He's a better yodeler than a singer. But this is the question that keeps just busting out of my head. I know that you get, like, videos on your feed of women in bikinis fishing.
No, you can never understand his algorithm.
And you get videos of, like, preppers. And how did you happen upon German yodeling in a sort of a, look like a beer hall prison?
I think it copped up when I was doing the deep search for the four-part harmony.
Okay. Now, did your grandma Sally, did she ever sing that?
Let me just say this. That algorithm, that video that found me, that's an algorithm that knows Mike O'Mara.
Sure, sure.
That's an algorithm that is giving me what I immediately, and that's just like sending me.
I don't think anyone knows you as well as YouTube.
That's right. That's right.
That's probably for anybody, right? I mean, when you do any kind of surfing with that,
I request you post that link to Facebook, because people need to really study the sort of prison feeling of that beer hall. Those people do not. I would want them to hold up like a copy of today's paper to let me know they're safe.
They all look directly to the camera.
Yeah, so. There are two things at play. with that video, that they are staring at the camera like they've never seen one before. So it obviously is something that is new to them, which means it's very old and probably very rural. And the other thing is
or a time traveler.
What is this television? Why is this a magic box to show your faces?
I have never really, another thing I get is,
what?
Wait a minute, I just figured it out.
Okay.
There's something I watch all the time. Are you familiar with the group, the German group Rammstein?
I've heard of them. I don't listen to them. Yeah.
Have you ever seen them? Have you ever seen videos of them?
I don't think so. What is? Can you thumbnail Rammstein for us?
I thought they're like hard metal.
Yeah,
they're hard metal. They're hard metal. And there's this guy that's was very youthful, and I think he was an athlete. He was a swimmer, and then he became like a heavy metal guy, and now he's fat, and he's still just incredibly powerful. And I believe this group has opened for major American and British rock acts, and they say
them,
they are blown away when they go to Germany. They're very popular in Germany. That's why that
but
other thing...
I mean, that is a German link, but it's really not a stylistic link at all.
No, but that's the whole thing. It's German, and so they put it up there, and they're very weird. They're very weird, almost like they combine Metallica and Kiss. That's what the group
Rammstein.
Oh, it's
like a show band. Yeah, show band.
Rammstein
sort of.
Is. And they're very, very, they do massive stage shows. Like massive stage shows.
Rammstein.
And
I didn't even know they were Jewish.
If we find them, Josh, can you?
I've got them right here.
Oh, you've got the Rammstein? He always does.
He's the best.
I should never doubt him. I never even have to ask him.
Yeah, they do all the pyro stuff.
Oh, they're doing like a dress rehearsal mixed with a real concert.
Why don't you look up?
Hold on. Look up Rammstein concert open. That's what you'll find with the way they're. It'll give you a little more perspective on what their stage looks like.
Why are they so angry?
You could ask that about Germany in general, you know?
They've had a past, I know. But I mean, this is.
They're angry now. That's for sure.
Well, I think a lot of the world is
France
angry now.
And a lot of other Northern European countries. Thank you.
Well, they're all members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's interesting. They're going to be doing some exercises in and around Greenland. Wonder why that is. God Almighty, God
exercise
help us all.
Exercise is good for you.
Don't ask them to do jumping jacks.
Jumping jacks. Rammstein to the...
Let's see. I'm working on converting this video for your opening.
Okay. I'm now figuring out my own algorithm why I might get, and I hope I get some four-part harmony on there later on today.
I think you're more likely to get hateful German rock than the harmony.
But that, I am burying the lead of today's show because the New York Giants apparently, at least that we have it on good authority.
Mike, it just came out as it's fake.
I'm just kidding.
It's real.
The Harbaugh Giants thing is real.
The Giants have hired John Harbaugh. This is great for the team. This is great for the future.
Is it, Mike?
You know, I don't know what the future holds. It doesn't matter. It's something to look forward to. It's hope, Rob. It's hope. You have to understand, and when you're rooting for suck-ass teams, hope is all you have.
Even going into this very story, you got mad at the Giants for releasing the story when they did. They can't even bring you good news.
All I did yesterday afternoon was look for updates on the New York Giants and play Rammstein videos. That's all I did. All day long, that is all I did because I was obsessed. I'm waiting for my kid to be get out of school. I'm in the car, and I'm doing a deep dive, updating. Yes, it was crazy.
The deal is not finalized. The thing to watch now is Tennessee has guys that were supposed to fly up to Baltimore this morning.
Okay.
But I have heard they canceled that meeting based on the strength of yesterday's.
What you got to do is watch and see if that meeting is canceled and if the meeting with the Falcons is canceled.
Can't we just get it official? Can't we make it? I believe I've watched the guys that are in the know. I get all of those videos.
In the know.
Do we have the opening of Rammstein before I put it away? Okay, here we go. This is Rammstein. This will give you a better feel.
Oh, that's cool.
Stop!
That's awesome.
I mean, I don't care what you're doing. I mean, that'd be a fun way to open it.
Yeah. You know what? The Boston Pops could take a page from that.
Rammstein. And maybe later we can get a look at the guy. The guy's weird. The guy's really, really weird. The lead singer is really weird.
Is there a possibility that those people from Tennessee are just coming up to Baltimore to vacation?
No, I don't think they're going to make
the trip. I mean, they have the aquarium and everything there.
Look, here's the frustration for me. We started taping this show, and I have not had an opportunity to really review what I need to review because I was busy providing this form of entertainment for everyone.
Well, you always, Mike, you entertain to a fault.
I do. And then, you know, there are household duties that need to be taken care of. Take my kid to the bus. Mm-hmm. And by the way, his new bus driver for his school, dude, you are an on-time machine. It's
but
pretty
retiring
astonishing.
This year, right?
Yeah, he is. There'll be Sad. Somebody else there. You never know. Sad, right?
Sad, right? Well, Sad, Mike, you press the pedal and it goes forward. Yes.
Since you didn't have time to prepare,
yes,
I brought a clip for you to prepare.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Changes your organization.
My guy, it's Marshall.
You are no longer a Joe Shane organization. You are no longer a Joe Shane operation. You are now a Harbaugh football team. And all Harbaugh football teams do is win. And now the expectation is for the New York Giants to start winning football games yet again. If you're fired up, give me a JH in
Hi,
the
Marshall.
Comment section. We got him, Coop. We f***ing got him.
All right, when you see
that's
that,
Marsh.
Mike.
That's Marsh. That's his friends call him. Yeah, that's my guy. We tried to book him on the show, but he doesn't get back to us.
Big timer.
Podcasters do.
When you see him do that, though, don't you think he might be jinxing it a little bit?
No. No, there's nothing wrong with get because if you
to
are
to say in, that the only thing he does is win. That's,
stop that, it! Stop.
That's the Harbaugh way. That's what he does.
Stop. Okay.
Let me just say this: the issue is not wins and losses right now. This is like when you draft somebody who's great. This is when you get somebody who's supposed to be. It's the potential for success.
Energy.
Yeah. And they have gone through. Assistant coach after assistant coach after assistant coach with the Giants. And the last time they had real success was when they hired a former head coach who was a really successful guy who had taken the Jaguars. I'm talking about Tom Coughlin. And that's
he
what
had a long
I
run, right? Coughlin had a pretty long run with them.
Relatively. He went up. In all, usually, the overwhelming odds in the NFL is that it's not going to necessarily end well unless you're a, you know. But there are guys, Mike Tomlin, Andy Reid, long-termers.
Tom Landry.
Tom Landry, Bill Parcells.
Gibbs.
Look, yeah. Joe Gibbs. That
and,
have
and
long
Harbaugh,
runs.
Harbaugh has 193 wins, 124 losses in his career.
So, you know, so, it's not all that overwhelming, but.
No. But
let's focus on those losses.
Shut up, Rob. Shut up. Rob's trying to ruin my happiness. I'm so excited. No, I'm more excited than any player they would get.
Of course, legitimacy you know? For the organization.
And it is a. Tried and true guy. And how old is he, Josh? Do you know how old John Harbaugh is?
He's 17 years old.
Shut up! Just shut your mouth, Interrupto! God almighty!
He is 63 years old.
Okay, good. That's good.
He's about your
63.
Age. Yeah.
You are such a dick today. You really are. You are really trying to ruin my upbeat mood that I had, and I even can I leave you with
you,
a?
You guys should have went with Jim. He's a little younger.
Yeah,
Jim is the younger guy. There are a few things I wanted to bring to the table. So,
yeah.
My son, I mentioned earlier in the week that he got his high honors, and we were thrilled that he got another great report card. And we always try to give him a couple of days where he gets to do what he wants. Yesterday, his request was put his fishing poles in the car, and when I pick him up at school, we knock out a little fishing. We were going to go to this little creek that's by his school, Nothing was happening. The fish were, it was cold, kind of chilly and windy. The fish were not on the bite, so we weren't successful. But we went up to another place where there used to be a restaurant, and then they went out of business, and the building is basically empty now, but it's got this massive parking lot that shoots out into the mangroves. And it, and Michael saw a video of another guy, one of these fishing videos they make down here, catching some fish, and we went up there, and we didn't have any luck there, but we're going to go back.
Watch out for the Osceola brothers in the mangroves, Mike.
The Osceola brothers?
That's where they escaped in Key Largo, the Humphrey Bogart movie. What are the mangroves? Is it like a jungle?
Yeah, shake your head, Josh. Legitimately shake your head for a reference that has nothing to do with anything.
Yes. If you got that reference in the chat, go put a comment in.
What are the mangroves?
Let me turn the comma. The mangroves are... excuse me. God, I get all worked up. You get me all worked up here.
I'm sorry about that.
Rob Eugene says, bleep like the Giants. Lands, thank you for editing yourself, Rob. I appreciate that. His brother's a winner, but John just got fired for being a loser. Boy, you get a lot of hate when you get excited about a head coach, don't you?
Yeah,
you know? You do. You do.
And then, GK like the Design writes another 1930s reference.
Well, in your face, it was 1940s, so kiss my ass.
1940 Key Largo. Mangroves are a little, they're around barrier islands and in the shallow water areas
like
of the Florida
coastline.
Where trees
grow in the water.
Oh, okay.
Like a little wetlands area.
So you could hide in them if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where the where alligators will tuck up in.
Okay, cool. Okay, now I know. I've seen Key Largo 50 times.
Was a suck movie.
It was, Mike. It didn't win any Oscars except the ones that it did.
It is a suck movie. Mm-hmm. It really is. It is. I don't like it. I like Casablanca. I like, what's the Western? What's the Western he was in? You know,
Bogart?
The Treasure of Sierra Madre. See,
I'm
knew that. You didn't.
I'm surprised you wouldn't like a Key Largo because it has.
I don't necessarily.
Edward G. Robinson as Johnny Rocco. See?
Jive. It's a little jive.
It's pretty great. I bet if you watched it, you'd like it.
No, I don't like the movies that, you know.
That I like.
No. I hate them.
I like color.
I like color, and I also like movies that stand the test of time. And there are many of them, but certain ones, you know, it's just not. You can accept the fact that it's from another time. I have trouble
with
that.
Josh, just out of curiosity, could you see if the AFI puts Key Largo in the top 100 of all time?
I will take a look.
Thank you.
That's a good use of his time because I made a comment about Key. You don't bother with that. You don't need to bother with that. All right.
Well,
if you want to find it, you find. Well, I asked for video. You're asking him to do a research by put your fingers on your own computer and do the research yourself. No,
it worked out. He wanted to try to show it that it was this great movie, and it's not on the list. It's not a great movie.
Then the AFI is full of S's. Well.
Oh, well, is that why you went for him? Is that why you asked for him?
This is an argument that matters.
So, you can tell both Rob and I don't have our heart in it. My kid, this is under, they say so much crap and they get so much stuff online.
Yeah.
And their little brains are just going 500 miles an hour at the age of 12. And he, I say to him right before he's getting out of the car to get on the bus, I say to him, we got a cold front coming in. It's going to be really cold, Michael. And right before he gets out of the car, he says, yeah, Dad, but I wrote it down. Hold it. Yeah, Dad, but there's nothing colder than Uranus. And he said, oh, except for Pluto. And I am just... he's getting, and it's like leaving me with a line. It's like giving me a kicker
him
story.
On working it in a classic way. I mean, he structured the joke perfectly.
He's been sitting on that one, just waiting for a chance to use it.
Nothing colder. It is going to be record-setting cold down here for the next few days. And so,
how do you prepare as a Floridian?
Well, I have a golf tournament, shocker, to play in this weekend, so I have to prepare myself. First of all,
go out and cover your oranges?
Yes, all the citrus trees, all the lime trees have been covered up.
Did you lit your smudge pots?
Did you light your smudge
pots? Light your smudge pots, yeah, exactly.
Did you lit your smudge pot? No, I have to say that I am more aware and sensitive to the news this time than I ever have been. Mm-hmm. I have acquired a turtleneck, and I have acquired a ski hat.
So if anyone sees someone that looks like Dick Cavett walking around.
You know what? That's worth a little show and tell. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back with my ski hat.
I went and purchased a winter coat this week.
I bet. Are they cheaper or more expensive in Florida?
Way cheaper.
Yeah, because, well, now the demand is up.
And because of the outlets. I got a nice, what is that, Columbia, like, sportswear or whatever.
Yeah, I know the one you mean.
I got a nice puffy jacket from them for, like, $30, $40.
That's excellent. So, and you bet you can resell it this week for double the money.
Well, I had that conversation. Like, I got it because we're going to Chicago next weekend.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, you've got that magic trip.
I think it's supposed to be, like, -4 degrees.
It was, I think, in the low 60s when I was visiting my dad in Miami, and I saw people in scarves. They panic about the cold.
No, this week it's been 70s, and I'll leave out in the morning and see people, and they are in, like, full parkas.
The camera's looking for you.
The camera tried to leave with you when you stood up.
God damn it, this camera. Come on. Where is it? preset for? What is the preset for? That button doesn't work. God damn it. All right, hold on.
We see just a little bit of Mike's head.
Yeah, I didn't think my hoodie would match so well with Mike's background. I could almost like blend right in there. Welcome back. Hey, it's Mike O'Mara. Radio
it's like
Mike
it
O'Mara.
Finds me and then, you know, does this whole thing. So, you know, it's crazy.
So, right, did you bring your hat?
This is nice. I like having this on.
Now, Mike, you've been threatening to shave your head. Now, when you lose all of your hair, that hat will come off so much easier.
Mm. Yeah.
But right now it's being held in place by stubble.
All I know is we have a new camera that I've been using for about a month. It refuses to AI me to death. It really does.
It has a mind of its own. It really does.
It does. And I'm trying to get it where I just leave it and I move into the shot. That's what I'm trying to do. But speaking of hair, let me take this off. And you'll notice that's the famous.
Can you just pass that hat over to Rob? It'll stop that glare.
Just stop
it. And the reflection on his head.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah,
Rob, there you go.
Hey, it became a derby hat when you handed it to me.
Now, hand it back to me. Hand the derby back to me. All right, there you go. Thank you. Wrong side.
Well, we have different views of each other.
Yeah, I know. You're supposed to play to the camera, though.
Well, right, I think
I'm gonna hand the hat to Josh.
Okay. Let's
hand
I don't have hat. Anything here. I'm out.
I am telling you right now that I wrote this down too. It's interesting you bring that up. That let me see. I'm sorry, I've got so much on this piece of paper today because I do prepare for this show.
Yeah,
I really do. I am preparing. This is how I wrote it. I'm preparing my hair for a farewell tour.
Now, how does one do that?
I am growing my hair out.
Yeah, you gotta let it grow as long as it can.
I am growing my hair out. There it goes again, that goddamn camera. I'm sick of this.
I don't need it, but I guess it's because of my age. I get ads all the time for like the little pills where your hair is going to help regrow.
I got something on Facebook said that scientists have invented a molecule that grows hair, and it's this little animated bald head where drip comes down.
It reminds me of the video from Jurassic Park.
I am
with the dino DNA.
I have decided that now during the summer months down here when it was warm.
Yeah.
Having a close cropped head of hair has been very beneficial. You don't have to, worry about waking up in the morning and having bedhead, which I've all my life gotten horrible bedhead. It's really, it's difficult. But the idea of one last hurrah, let me see, turn this.
So how long are you going to let it grow?
I don't know. I got plenty here and I got plenty in the back and then it's challenged here. And here. So right up top is where it's male pattern baldness.
Yeah, trust me. I know all of the pattern.
Let me lean down.
You're going to love it. I think you shouldn't delay. I think you should go ahead and do it.
Do what?
No.
Shave.
Keep it as long as it goes.
What, really? shave my head?
Yeah, just be done with it.
Shave my head. You don't have any hair. I have plenty of hair.
I've got hair I could grow out.
No, you don't.
I do.
You don't.
I absolutely do. I have the same pattern as you.
Turn to the side. No, you don't have the same pattern as me. Not even close.
Mike, I don't know because I do shave my head.
Yeah, but you on top, you don't have any hair.
Yeah, I think Mike has more on top.
Okay, I'll give him that. But I do have a similar pattern, and I do have some hair up top. I know because I can tell by the drag on my razor when I shave. There is some drag up top. There's a lot of drag in the back.
When's the last time you just let it grow?
When I almost died of liver failure.
Is that true that long ago?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember when you had the really long hair?
It looked great, didn't it? It was
Did you think it looked great?
Nobody thought it looked great. Not even me. No. But it was something to do. I was in a weird place.
I was in a weird place. That's what facial hair and hair on top of your head's for. You get bored and you try different things. Yeah. Why not? You know.
And I did. You know what? I am proud that I donated my hair to Locks of Love when I cut it, but not before it accidentally landed in a shopping bag of Carla's. Do you remember we had it cut at the live show at the State Theater?
Okay.
And it was in a ponytail because that's how you donate it. Ugh. And I tossed it into like a bag that I thought was mine, but it was Carla's. And she came home to find my ponytail in her bag.
Did we get it back to the right place?
Yes, we did. And I even got a thank you note from Locks of Love. And somewhere today, there is a cancer child that has graying, receding hairlines.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Is this the long hair?
No. Oh, it was much longer than
look
that.
Look at that. Look at that.
That's like the second day of the podcast.
That is that's in my living room,
yep.
And that is in. Man, Rob, you looked really good with that big full beard.
I tried growing it out again, and I didn't like the way it looked
because it's too gray.
It is really gray.
You know what you ought to do if we're talking about, let me get a pencil.
What?
Write this down.
Yeah,
you ought to grow your beard out, and you are young enough to grow your beard out and color it.
No, I will not do that because I did color my beard once and I did look like a magician. I did not like it.
But you can grow a beard easily. I think you look good with a beard.
Well, you're very nice to say
so. I think it would distinguish you on the show too.
I've been clean shaven now since Halloween because I couldn't have a beard and be the Tin Man. And so I've kept it since then. But I don't like shaving.
Well, you've got 10 months to go.
I don't like shaving my mustache and under here because I'm not accustomed to shaving it. So maybe I will go back to it.
I think we'll look good. Go back to that picture if we can. I'd like to look at that picture again. Mm-hmm. So it's got Buzz Burbank and Oscar Santana and me and Rob. And that was... was that really one of the very first ones that we did?
Like, that's like December of 2009. And just in case you're wondering, I'm definitely at or above
three bills.
It's probably me too. I still have that shirt.
It's a great picture of you.
Is it still in your rotation?
You know what? Maybe I'll wear it next week for you guys. Yes, I have it. It's in my closet.
No, but I mean, do you normally wear it?
No, not very often. No, no. Wow. But I can.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it makes me realize how this business is and how sometimes it's a drag. You know what I mean? The people come and go and it's, that's just the way. Okay.
Yeah, all smiles there.
Yeah. Shut up, Josh.
I can't imagine why 15 years in that business and my hair is now totally gray. When back there, I look like a flipping leprechaun.
Well, I am going to give it a try. It is a terrible process because it's already starting to look spiky.
The middle length is the worst. Yeah, you can't comb it. You can't comb it, and it's just stuck there.
And it's
the ultimate end is not a shaved head, but like a super short crew cut?
I don't know what it is. I'm going to go see my buddy Kevin.
How about a mohawk?
You got a ton of hair. Look at the hair you got.
You got to let it go.
Does your whole family, does your father still have his hair? Does your dad still have his hair?
No. I mean, he's got some. He's got the comb over.
Does Matt still have his hair?
He does. I think he is gray and faster than me.
Graying, but still.
But he said that because he could do it. It's a contest. I'm graying faster than you, and I have more hair than you. That's what he said.
Twice this week, someone said that they thought I was in my late 20s. And I laughed at him.
Congratulations. Wow. Look at that hair.
Did they let you pet their seeing eye dog?
Yeah, clearly they don't see the gray.
GK Design wrote Oscar already planning his escape in that picture. That's damn right. Mike O'Mara show. And then somebody writes Buzz Who. The cruelty, you know? Even if we
don't
share
cruelty.
I don't know why people do this.
What I wanted to say is if you go to something that's like a short crew cut, then you can cut your own hair. and you save money and time.
But I think the process of keeping it presentable will mm-hmm. require a professional. And remember one last thing, can tell you before we give you a message from one of our sponsors.
Yes.
There's nothing colder than Uranus. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Beautiful. Well said. And let's go to commercials with Bertie Higgins and his beautiful song, Key Largo.
Key Largo. Hey, I'm so excited to tell you about our sponsor, Avocado. Avocado Green Mattress. I know for a fact how important a quality mattress is to our sleep, mood, and overall health. Avocado's certified organic mattresses, pillows, and solid wood furniture are made without harmful chemicals, with thoughtfully chosen materials designed to support healthier living and more restorative sleep. A great mattress is the key to great sleep, and the Avocado mattress can give you the best sleep of your life. Better sleep changes your mornings, your energy, and can improve the quality of your entire day. Products are an investment in long-term vitality, not a short-term fix. Every product is thoughtfully made with the planet in mind, so you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you bring into your home. Plus, easy financing options with a firm to make your purchase smooth as silk. And best of all, no regrets, ever. Avocado's sleep trials of up to 1 year ensure you're getting the best mattress for you. Avocado, dream of better. And now they're having a great sale on mattresses. Go to avocadogreenmattress.com/TMOS to get up to 15% off. That's avocadogreenmattress.com/TMOS for up to 15% off mattresses. avocadogreenmattress.com/TMOS because you can use the snooze.
Snooze?
News in hand.
Tidbits ready to go. Locked and loaded, ready to fire.
Spectacles on.
Rammstein at the ready.
News. Sound played. A guy who teaches public speaking is going viral for a tip on how to command a conversation. He says it's something FBI agents are taught.
Huh.
Now, listen to this. This is important.
Okay.
The tip is to start with something called a command pause, which
I just schnookered right there.
Use an opening line to grab their attention, like listen to this or check this out. It's nuts. Then you pause before you launch into the actual story. There is so much of this floating around the internet now on how to command conversations, how to gain respect in a room, how not to be too affable, how to be more affable.
Algorithm?
It might be my algorithm. It really might be. But anyway, you're supposed to use an uplink like, hey, you won't believe this. This is crazy. And then you pause so that everybody pays attention to you.
It's also the same logic they use for making a video go viral.
Yes.
You're not going to believe this.
Because you're going to watch past the pause.
Give me a one shot, if you don't mind. If we get a one shot, I will try to create a viral video right now.
Okay.
All right.
I got to find your button.
He's looking for your button. There we are.
I don't want the glare.
Good.
I can't believe it.
I dare say that the pause was a little too long before the I can't believe it.
Yes,
but I have seen that exact technique used. And I've gotten to a point where I actively stay away from those because I know they're going to be long and there's not going to be a payoff.
Let's try it right. Let's try one more.
No, okay. You're good. We'll clip that.
Yeah.
All right. Let me try one more, though.
Okay.
You're not going to believe this. I can't believe it myself. I just pooped myself.
I thought you were going to go with something like there was a woman standing beside you with a large balloon.
Or
I thought
you were going to go modern and John Harbaugh to the Giants.
Oh, that would have been a great one.
Try one more. And this is the third of the
trifecta. This is going to be so great. I'm not even going to laugh. I'm turning my mic off.
I've been doing this show a long time, and this is something I truly, truly hate to tell you all. I'm going to be arrested.
Put that right out to the fans. That's fantastic.
Pausing for a beat reinforces in the listener's brain that what you're about to say is important. So they'll shut up for 5 seconds and let you talk. Of course, we all know that Rob Spiewak is immune.
Thank
to
you.
That. There's nothing that will stop him from talking in any way, or interrupting, for that matter.
I do feel, though, that the use of pausing is important, and it's not often, because people now in this short attention span world we live in, they fear quiet, they don't want silence, and they want to jump in with something, even if it's not appropriate. And the use, the actual, you know, use of silence on purpose is can be effective.
I don't know.
And that was Robert De Niro in his last 5 films.
Well, and that's where some podcasters screw up, where they edit out all the silence.
Yeah, you want to have it
so
flow.
So then it's way too fast.
I don't mind it.
You know, every time you do that, someone is looking at their car radio to see if something went wrong.
Let me hit the thing again. All right, here we go. Matthew McConaughey trademarked his catchphrase, all right, all right, all right. It's an effort to protect his voice and likeness from unauthorized AI misuse.
Now, I know you love Matthew McConaughey.
Nah, I don't love him after that. I don't believe in this.
Okay,
this
is
self-important, right?
This is self-important. This is, by AI misuse, he means people not paying me.
That's it.
Yeah.
The trademark registration states, quote, the mark consists of a man saying, all right, all right, all right, wherein the first syllable of the first two words is at a lower pitch than the second syllable, and the first syllable of the last word is at a higher pitch than the second syllable. McConaughey's lawyers applied back in December of 23.
Wow, that's forward thinking.
To trademark it, and it was just approved last month. He also secured 7 other trademarks. These include a 7-second video clip of McConaughey standing on a porch, a 3-second clip of him sitting in front of a Christmas tree.
Good God.
And audio of him saying, just keep living, right? I mean, what are we going to do?
So I would like to get an AI McConaughey that goes, okay, okay, okay.
Okay, okay, okay.
Didn't
How about the one
that?
From Wolf of Wall Street where he goes, na na.
I like that.
You know, he's a good actor, but stop it. We know a little more about Kiefer Sutherland's arrest for attacking an Uber driver,
right.
And it includes an alleged death threat. I shouldn't laugh.
Wow,
I apologize.
Mike, that's sad, right?
Police sources told TMZ that Kiefer was having dinner with a friend Sunday night, and he called for an Uber Black, which is the luxury version of Uber, to take him home. By the way, the best version, and for I think a good value for a few dollars more.
You have to check out where you're at in the market at the point, but yeah, it's money well spent.
Somewhere along the way, Kiefer asked the driver to stop and let him out. After the driver refused several times, Kiefer threatened to kill him. At least that's what. Well, why doesn't an Uber driver, if you ask him to stop, he has to let you out?
Well,
right?
Are they driving down 95? Where are they at
true.
The time?
That's true.
I mean,
yep.
And the
You're
drive
right.
they have
Good
agreed to do is mm-hmm. the address to address. That's what you put in. So maybe they were required to take you to the address you selected.
Right.
Like the driver said Kiefer threatened to kill him. At least that's what he told police. The driver never claimed he suffered any injuries. But Kiefer was arrested on felony charges for making a criminal threat. Interestingly enough, this could have all been a misunderstanding. TMZ claims the driver spoke either Russian or Armenian and needed a translator when he spoke to the LAPD. Well, there it is.
That's
how
a problem.
Did he get the death threat?
Yeah. How does he even know it was a death threat? Maybe it was just like, I like your hair.
There wasn't enough time.
I don't understand. He's lying. He's lying through his teeth.
Right, he could have said, you missed the exit. And the guy thought, you're going to kill me.
You're going to kill me.
Happy 25th birthday to Wikipedia.
Yawn.
The first Wikipedia post was January 15th, 2001, 2 days after they registered the domain. Mm-hmm. The first entry in their database was posted on January 15th at 2:27 p.m. Eastern. All it said was, this is the new Wikipedia. Co-founder Jimmy Wales. That's a great name. I like that name.
Sounds like a stand-up comic.
Hey, it's the Jimmy Wales Show.
Join me and Ronnie Shakes will be on tonight.
He says the first post may have been Hello World, but it got deleted. It wasn't the first online encyclopedia. Another one called Newpedia launched in 2000, but it didn't last because they only let experts write about stuff. Yeah, isn't that funny? They, you know, they only had, isn't that American as American can be?
Absolutely.
Where they let the people that know about the subject write about it, and not every old, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry that can go in and put BS in Wikipedia.
Make stuff up, exactly.
Let me see. Wikipedia lets anyone post, as you know. Then other people review it, and actual facts get locked in. Still, it's not always accurate. Estimates range from 80% accuracy to more than 99%, depending on the topic. Just under 20,000 entries were added the first year. By 2008, there were over 2 million, making it the largest encyclopedia ever assembled. A collection in China dating back to 1408 held the record for 600 years.
I've seen that that Asian encyclopedia. What you had to do is you bought the first volume at your grocery store 1 week, and every week thereafter you could buy another volume and get it all together, and it would be 26 volumes of it.
That's the Encyclopedia Britannica.
No, Mike, that was actually the Funkin' Wagnalls.
Well, yes. You know, I am in the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Really? For Fohawk?
No, there is a picture of me along with the 1994 baseball strike.
Really?
Yeah.
Because protesting?
Because I took a big sign to the game, to the last Orioles game.
And the caption under it says, baseball players striking.
No, it said Field of Dreams. Dreams was crossed out. Greed was underneath. And my dad and I held the sign, got on the cover of newspapers across the country.
Wow.
Nightline News that night and in the encyclopedia.
Do you have a copy of that encyclopedia?
No, I had a digital copy of it at one point.
Today you can read Wikipedia pages in over 300 languages. And I would love, if you could find that picture, I would love to take a peek at it.
The picture's easy to find. I just got to look up the strike.
Please find that. I would like to see that. The other poster he held up was Fear the Different. That's just a little joke.
Make baseball great again.
There you go.
Do you remember when you were a kid, did you have like friends that had like really great encyclopedia sets? And it's like it was never in our financial strata to have like the World Book.
In the same category, we had the World Book.
Oh, the World Book is a great, it's not the Britannica.
It's the cheaper one.
But it was still pretty good. I mean, I literally did have Funkin' Wagnalls that was purchased one volume at a time from a grocery store.
It really makes you realize how far we have progressed and stuff. Do you have the picture of you?
Yep. I'm bringing it up right now.
This is Josh at the baseball strike. All right, here we go. Let me take a peek. I want to see this.
I want to see his hair.
I want to see what he looked like.
Well, I am 14 at the time.
Nice. Okay.
And tall, probably. Were you right tall yet? That's you on the left?
Yes.
Your dad, you look like your dad.
I look a lot like my dad, yes.
Yeah. Field of Greed. That is fantastic.
Josh, we have Timothy Busfield on line two for you.
Yes, I'm a little boy.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
That's a neat pick.
A federal officer shot a man in the leg in Minneapolis after being attacked with a shovel and broom handle, further heightening the sense of fear and anger radiating across the city a week after an immigration agent fatally shot a woman in the head. I was going to, and I chose not to, bring a hodgepodge of videos from Minneapolis. It is really getting completely and utterly out of hand, and they got to stop it. Smoke filled the streets on Wednesday night near the site of the latest shooting as federal officers wearing gas masks and helmets fired tear gas into a small crowd while protesters threw rocks and shot fireworks. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara said during a news conference that the gathering was an unlawful assembly and people need to leave. Things later began to quiet down at the scene, and by early this morning, fewer demonstrations demonstrators and law enforcement officers were there. So that's that. I hate it. I really do.
I mean, it's almost surreal when you think about it that this is going on still.
Finally, today, police in Florida responded to a place called the Palms of Emerald Coast Massage Parlor.
Mike, this is funny because palms are trees, but they're also what people use to give massages.
There you are. They were investigating an alleged attack. Someone from the Department of Health reported that they were yelled at and physically shoved out of the business by a massage parlor employee. Hmm. The cops showed up, and when they tried to cuff the woman, she began defecating toward the officers.
Toward?
What is she, a hippo?
That is not part of the massage.
No.
Well, it's one massage.
It was an attempt to avoid being arrested. It didn't work. The woman was arrested for battery. By the way, the Palms of Emerald Coast was previously called Classy Spa. Not making it up. There's no word why the name was changed. It clearly sounds like a classy establishment. Are they sure she wasn't just working with a client? That's the question I would have, you know.
You want to go out?
There she is.
You
want to
go out, honey? Spend any money?
All right, there we go. Thank you, lady.
That's right. Okay.
Thank you.
She's
Thank
a nice you. Lady.
Thank you. Thank you, hooker lady. Thank you. Thank you, hooker lady.
Thank you, hooker lady.
All right. Everybody, I want to tell you about a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. It seems that lately everyone is trying to clean up their habits. Rob's the same way. Mm-hmm. And honestly, having one less drink has never felt easier for him. Instead of pouring a cocktail, Rob has been reaching for Soul's out-of-office drinks.
They're
Soul
so good.
Makes feeling good simple. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulations designed for predictable feel-good effects. Soul is the alcohol alternative that puts you in control of your mood, and their best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable calming buzz. Mm. From a 1.5 milligram microdose for a gentle lift to a 15 milligram for deeper, more elevated experiences.
That's Josh, good night when you take one of those.
Josh is a gummy guy also. He knows it's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next day regret of alcohol. You wake up feeling rested. You wake up feeling relaxed and ready to go. Mm-hmm. Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. It's all about Soul. And I'm very happy that we have both advertisers that are going to be with us for a while, Soul and Avocado, two advertisers
Avocado,
that are
yes.
going to be with us for a good long time. We're happy about that. I think I desperately want to get this on. Are You Dead? There is a website
yes.
that says that.
It's the number one website in China.
You love death. You're fascinated by death.
Well, I fear it and I court it and it fascinates me. This is a viral app in China. And when you go to search the Chinese app store, it's an app. It's called Salime, S-I-L-E-M-E, or Salim. And in Mandarin, that translates to, are you dead? And it is essentially an app that if you don't have any activity on your phone for 2 days, it notifies people that you might be dead.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, could we get away with that in America? I mean, we are.
Tell
proof
me
of
what
life.
It does again, because I'm kind of confused a
okay.
little bit here.
If you don't log in, it sends a notice saying, hey, this guy died because
yeah.
he didn't log in.
If the user does not check in regularly on the app, the system automatically sends an alert to the emergency contact,
guess,
warning of a possible
but
problem.
I guess the confusion would be, what is checking in regularly? What
yeah,
is
I
that
think,
required?
I think
Facebook,
you have to,
I think, has that feature.
But this is on the app. You have to like go to the app and like click, hey, I'm okay. Or just, I think if you log into the app and,
right.
and you just like click go. But I mean,
you're
do you ever have people
alive.
that you haven't seen for like 2 days and you don't immediately think they're dead, do you?
No, and I always think there's the chance of people faking their death, you know?
You can't keep getting away with it!
I've done it multiple times.
You can't keep getting away with it!
Yes, I can.
You mean like my cousin that faked his death?
Faked his death. You did you know that, Rob? Josh, did
yes,
you know that
yes,
Rob had a cousin that faked his death?
Yeah,
jumped off a boat.
Almost got away with it.
He did, and because
can
he
you
won-
tell that story briefly one more
yeah,
time, please?
Yeah. He was my mom's first cousin. And I know the day it happened because it was a headline on the Richmond Times-Dispatch the first day I lived in Richmond to go to college. So it was 1989. And it was an insurance scam, of course. He grew up in Arlington, moved to Richmond, and took a boat and jumped off the boat, faked his drowning, and his girlfriend met him on shore. And he was able to dodge a lot of the officers and the federal agents that were looking for him. He dodged them for a long time. He did go to jail. He's out now, but he's not in contact with the family. But my favorite part of it is because he grew up in Arlington, his fake name when he was faking his death was David Arlington.
David Arlington. And Rob's mother actually was responsible for kind of outing the guy, right? Wasn't she?
Well, she told me all about it.
You don't know this. She actually spoke to the authorities. We have a tape of the interview.
Oh, I did not know that.
At the local police station.
That is a lie.
Was his fake wife Virginia Arlington?
I think she was. We're actually one of his other cousins, Frankie, that we're in close contact with because he's a good guy.
Frankie!
I saw Frankie at a funeral recently, and we asked about this relative, and he said, yeah, he doesn't return my calls.
That is really...
He just lives off the grid now. He's like a mental patient.
I was going to ask, did he have issues?
They didn't really spotlight it then, but in the 50s, his father was a weirdo too. So, I mean, just like the family didn't like hanging out with the father. He was just sort of off on his own planet and not a good guy.
Do you feel like you got to check in once in a while?
With him?
Yes.
No, I don't care.
You know, make sure there's not any dead girls outside his cabin or anything.
Not my deal. Not my deal. I'm sure he's fine. But that's what happened with him.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, Mrs. O'Meara just reminded me of something. On our way. Have a great
day.
Day.
What you need to do, Mike, is leave out a check for her and say, that check is for you.
No, I have to. My son is going to the toothy doctor today. So,
oh, the dentist. Is he going at 2:30?
2:30. All right, so I guess it's true if you live alone, it's probably something valuable, right?
It's such a cold way to be discovered that you're dead, you know?
But what happens when you don't care about the app anymore? Your friends just suddenly think you're dead?
Yeah, probably.
Probably Rob gets these too, but I have last night, I don't know why I'm mentioning all these things that popped up because it's just the weird things people think I'm interested in. There's a hospice, multiple hospice nurses that talk about what happens at end of life. And she actually puts video up and talks about some of the ways that your end of life moments manifest themselves. One is that it shows a lady lying in bed and she's having a legitimate conversation with someone who's there. There's another one that where it's called the reach. She has names for them where this person reaches out and then the camera moves, and it's just
the camera's still alive.
But no, you're reaching for someone, and all this. They said this is not necessarily dementia or anything. This is just end-of-life occurrences where the very last one she saw was this Asian man. He is lying in a bed. He's kind of sitting up more than the other people, but he's going, Mama! Mama!
That's
and,
wild.
And like it looks exactly like a child who would see his mother. Mm-hmm. Like in a grocery store or something. So it's kind of fascinating.
Have you ever been at someone's side when they died?
Yeah, my mom. Yeah. I held her hand when she took her last breath.
It's very eerie, but I found it comforting. I was with both my grandparents when they passed. And to be with them in that final moment is a little comforting.
Well, you love death. You enjoy death.
I don't enjoy death, and I wouldn't wish it on other. Mike, I just crave death for myself.
Yeah, I know you do. No, but you are fascinated by it.
I am.
Did you, by any chance, check out the death reel on the Golden Globes?
I haven't looked. I will look at it. I haven't yet. Did you see it? Was it okay? I mean, that's usually the only thing I look at.
This is the first Golden Globes in multiple years that I completely neglected.
Yeah.
I was too busy.
I don't think people do award shows anymore like they used to.
Well, I was busy. We're busier now. I was checking in on my Are You Dead app. That's what I was doing before had that out
there. Now that the Golden Globes includes podcasters, do we get added to the death reel?
You know what? No, we don't. No.
I just got a text. Mike, Jim Harbaugh is dead.
That's John Harbaugh that became the coach of the Giants.
So I wish I'd gotten the joke right.
Huh? There was no death reel on the Golden Globes.
Seriously?
Yes.
This is we're going to do a consumer segment, which we never do on this show.
All right.
So if you are a consumer, and by the way, isn't that a perfect name for Americans? Consumers.
Yeah, that's what we like to do. We love to consume.
Yeah, we will have dynamic pricing. That's right. That's how they get you. And that's coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. But I want to tell you about something that is not a scam. It's called the Relief Band.
Yes.
When I was on a fishing trip many moons ago, I went out and I had a little, I think it was not a mimosa. What's the thing they you drink with vodka? A screwdriver.
Oh, a screwdriver. Okay.
And yeah. I had it too early in the day and it really didn't sit well. And I'm on this boat and I felt it's the worst seasickness I'd ever undergone. It was terrible. I wish I had Relief Band. It would have been better for me. Now, whenever I'm taking my kid out on the water or going out on the water, I take the Relief Band along with me. It's the original anti-nausea wristband. It's clinically proven, drug-free, doctor-recommended. Remember the drug-free part. There are no drugs involved in this.
Yeah,
it's
this done is with, nutty. It works so well.
It's done with vibrations.
Yeah.
It helps with so many different things, and it really works. Motion sickness, migraines, chemo, morning sickness, and more, all of it. You just strap it on, adjust the intensity. The relief is right there with the vibrations that come in on your wrist. I think it's just the coolest thing in the world. It even goes further now with smart skin sensing technology, a built-in digital clock, and next-level nausea control. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Trust me, it works. I've used it. I love it. Relief Band isn't magic. It's science. Hospital developed. That's where they worked on it with their chemo patients. Doctor-backed, life-changing. And it keeps me looking great.
It does. Look at him.
Shut up. So if you want to cure your nausea problem fast, join the hundreds of thousands of people who are nausea-free with Relief Band. You just slide those in there to get me screwed up.
But you look great. You do.
Right now, there's an exclusive offer just for Mike O'Mara Show listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you will receive 20% off plus free shipping. That's reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping. And we appreciate that.
Mike, one all last, right. Just to yes. put a button on it, the best death reel every year invariably is Turner Classic Movies. So if you want to watch one, okay. that's the one to watch. The Academy Awards are still looking for gimmicks and stuff, and it doesn't always work, but Turner always does the best job.
Plus, any movie you watch on Turner Classic, half the guys are dead.
Half the guys, yes.
Oh, that's 50%. Being generous. That's being generous. All of them.
Yeah.
Dead, no, dead, dead, dumb.
No one living from the cast of Key Largo.
Josh Soroka, you have been in the market for a vehicle. You're at the, yes. you're doing it kind of the way I do it, yeah. where you take a good chunk of time to get it right and make sure you're doing the right thing, mm-hmm. and you yeah. scour the market looking for things. The very latest was kind of tipping your toe in the electric lake.
Yes. Get it?
But well, that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. But this has nothing to do with the car. This is, I got a notice saying, hey, here's the code. You can go on and pre-order your Oreo tickets.
Okay.
So
oh,
there's some okay. games I want to go to.
Oh, here you go again. You're going to get another job offer.
hold on, because it quickly transitions from the Oreos.
Okay.
Because what I did is I went in there and opening day wasn't available. That's typical. They hold that back. So I went and clicked on some others, and then I saw people complaining because the Oreos have rolled out dynamic pricing, which means the price of tickets fluctuates based on who the opponent is, which we've seen before. But
oh,
now
they do
it's,
that regularly in spring
training. That's regularly.
Yeah.
But now it's rolled out to AI managed. So if there's demand, the price increases.
So it actually gauges the demand for the tickets.
So Upper Deck tickets went from $25 to on the giveaway days where people wanted the bobbleheads, want the Hawaiian shirt giveaway. They jumped up to $100 for an Upper Deck seat.
That's scummy.
And then lower bowl stuff came down to like $200 for bleachers. And all because AI is managing this. And it irritated me. And then I looked into dynamic pricing and found out that Walmart plans to roll out dynamic pricing in their stores by the end of this year.
For what? Kroger, for like real
Kroger has
merchandise?
Already rolled it. Kroger has already rolled it out. Apparently, your store is preparing for it or has already rolled it out.
With groceries?
If the price tag on the shelf is a digital tag instead of a regular
tag, yeah.
mm-hmm. it is because they plan to now adjust pricing based on the time of day, the weather, the demand, and other things that, that AI is managing to increase maximum profits for the grocery store.
That is evil. That is just
it is
plain
so evil.
Yeah. If a toy gets hot on TikTok, Walmart will AI will automatically increase the price so they make more money.
Oh, I hate that.
I find that almost illegal. Despicable. I don't think they should be able to get rid of that. That's terrible.
And apparently
like
they've been talking about this for a few years, and now they're just starting to roll it out because Elizabeth Warren has been speaking out about it lately.
Yeah. How often have we been in a store and seen something and said, well, I'm not ready now, but I'll come back in a couple of days to grab that because it's a really good deal. Now that eliminates that 100%. That area, you know?
It's the opposite of a sale.
Yeah. Would it eliminate the whole idea of they can't do a sales flyer anymore?
They can lower the price for a set time to kind of build up demand and then jack that price up. It means there's no real prices anymore. That I could go into the store at first thing in the morning and grab a loaf of bread for $4. And when Kelly goes in the afternoon, it'd be $8.
Yeah.
You know,
you are the breadwinner in the family.
I have felt, because of the current climate that we live in right now, I have felt more often, especially down here now, because this is the beginning of season in Florida, and it is just thick with human beings, everybody. And I live on a street that is probably less than a mile from the main drag corner, which has a Walmart. Mm-hmm. And you just see the people and the urgency that we as consumers, and I drift back. I mean, this is just a generic thought that I'm offering up here, but is there anything we do better in America than consume? That's really all we do.
No, and we have actually
gotten...
That's our only
appreciable skill.
We've gotten better at it in the past 20 years, too. We've gotten really good at consuming. That's what we do.
Yes, Bruins rules. Josh did just side with Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, I agree with her on the credit card stuff she was speaking about yesterday, too.
She is a consumer watchdog and has been.
Josh is a sucker for a pretty face.
Shut up, you. God.
Kroger came out and said, well, this helps stop food waste because we can lower the price. But we all know they also raised the price.
Of course.
So if there's something sitting on a shelf rotting, they can lower the price and make sure they get it. That's just, I don't know.
Which
I feel so manipulated.
They really do. It's all manipulated.
It's not right. It's not fair.
I've seen it in this neighborhood. Christmas trees were so much cheaper on the 26th this year.
Prices dropped. One way makes sense.
Yes.
That's not dynamic pricing, though.
No, you're right. You're right.
Right.
That is an after-season sale.
Right.
But it bothers me. I guess the place where I've first saw those digital price tags was at Kohl's. We have a Kohl's in our neighborhood, and I go there a lot because that's where you do Amazon returns. And when you go through, they don't have price tags. They have a little digital screen that show the prices. Right. I said, that's really cool. But now I'm thinking it's not cool because they're making a change.
I just checked. Here it goes. Kohl's uses dynamic pricing through frequent algorithm-driven promotions.
Wow.
And digital shelf tags. So they're doing the same thing.
That's amazing.
I think that, get ready, it's too valuable to retailers and to big grocery. Mm. It's going to be the way it works.
And I'm sure websites were already doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. You see the fluctuations all the time.
It's funny that it originates in the area of what I call ticket scalping, which, there was a day where you would go to a game and there would be guys on the street corner, and then it got regulated out of existence. And now it's all professionals that gobble up the tickets because they have ins and ways of doing that, and then they sell it on the secondary market.
Then they tack on that convenience fee because it's so convenient to use the app.
Yeah. Rob Spiewak, do you know that your friend over here and I have preliminarily set up a date that we're going to go to a baseball game in Sarasota together?
Yeah, I feel not included.
What do you mean? You knew about it?
It was on the TMOS chat.
Yeah, it was on the TMOS group.
Oh, that's right. We communicated. Now, sometimes I always think that's just between me and Josh. Yeah. So I guess you've read all the stuff I say about you?
All of it. Every word.
Hell, if Rob finds his way to Miami, in March, he's welcome to join.
Yeah, that actually could happen. Who knows? I could be down there.
LC Knight wrote, and by the way, super chats are welcome on the Mike O'Mara
Encouraged.
Show. Encouraged. The first super chat we get today will get the Krusty the Clown impression from me. I will do it. I will go into a crazy
value.
Krusty the Clown, and if it's over $25, I will do it for 15 minutes. No, I will not. No,
good
that's
Lord.
LC Knight writes, someday we will all get dynamic pricing based on our characterizations. Look at that part of Minority Report, and you will see how it could be. I believe
I found that fear yesterday when I was doing research. People think that dynamic pricing will soon adjust to who you are.
Yeah, and Wegmans is already tracking
if you can afford $4, it's $4 for you.
Yeah.
But for me, it's $1.
You know, I know we're talking about this, but I'm thinking back to a segment ago where we were talking about the dramatic pause for getting people's attention. And I think that it might be a good idea right now to just pause. We can kind of hem and make sounds, smack our lips and stuff. But, you know, until I get the super chat to do the Krusty impression, I think we just, let's just wait.
Well, I think that super chat is now dynamically priced.
It is. Yeah, it's $25.
Yeah. If it doesn't come soon, it'll be raised.
That's how it goes. Is this naked?
Well, I guess if no one buys it, you lower it.
This is true. Yeah. All right. LMAO. Daniel Thurber says that. That's what it is right there. Mm-hmm. 77. Just looking for a. You don't think we're going to get it?
I think it's coming.
I do.
You think it's coming or you don't think it's coming?
I think it's coming.
You do? Well, you're kind of a glass half full guy.
Well, Mike, in the old days, I was glass all the way empty.
How will it affect the toilet paper when a Strom is in the forecast?
Oh, Strom Thurmond? Yes. Strom. Whenever you talk about Senator Strom Thurmond, toilet paper will skyrocket.
I believe he had many children out of wedlock. Happy birthday, Lonnie.
I went to school with two of Strom's kids.
How come that came from the Mike O'Mara?
Yeah, was that supposed to be put on the chat? Is Lonnie in the chat?
Do you do that, Rob? Is that yours?
I mean, if I were to post, it would say from... Could Carla have done that?
Maybe. Might have been from Carla.
You know whose birthday is today?
Who?
Mark Riddell.
Oh, wonderful. And there we are. I want to say hi. Hi to Seth Norum, 5402. Yeah. What a great person there. $25 super chat. All right. We didn't have to wait long. Thank you.
Mike, that's I told you, glass half full. Be a happy guy.
Well, do you look, I'm very excited. Do you have beautiful video for us today?
The glass of beautiful video is overflowing.
That's exciting. That's wonderful. We will do that post haste, ladies and gentlemen. But first, I want to ask you: did you know that most folks?
What? You dumb folk!
You mother folkers! Hi.
Oh, this is the hat read.
Hold on, just a second. All right.
Hey. Did you know that most folks have given up on their New Year's resolutions? Fat asses.
It's not in the copy.
No, it wasn't. I'm sorry. Let me start and do it the right
way. Okay,
please. Did you know most folks have given up on their New Year's resolutions by now? Sad. But you can be different. Let's actually make it stick. If weight loss has been on your mind... your very active mind, or you're just tired of the food noise, the cravings, and starting over every Monday. Nobody wants to go through that. Carla from DermGlow Skin has you covered. Through DermGlow Skin, you can access doctor-guided weight loss like I do. The programs are designed for real life. No gimmicks, no judgment, and yes, payment plans are available. And I have to tell you something. This is, to me, the greatest assistance that I've ever gotten in my weight loss journey. If you think about it just a little bit, these medications can help. Mm-hmm. And payment plans are available because we know they're not cheap. HSA and FSA cards are welcome. Getting started is easy. You head to DermGlowSkin.com. You click on the weight loss button. After a quick online process, medical approval, and your medication ships straight to your door. While you're there, Carla just opened a brand new DermGlow Skin location. She was off, came through the door and said, Michael has a dentist appointment. And I said,
have fun win today.
Hooray!
Anyway, fully stocked with professional skincare. You can shop in-store or online, and she ships everywhere. That's right. That's good shipping. And she ships fast, so your skin can have a New Year glow to match your New Year's goals. One website, two wins, weight loss support, and glow-worthy skincare. Go to DermGlow. Go to Germ Glow Skin.
That's right, folks.
And start your new year the Derm Glow way. Rob, take it away, please, so I can take my hat off.
Mike, we have a small super chat for you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let's see here. I want to say hi to BF Live, The Vibe. Thank you. Good morning. Started listening to DNM with Rob in the WJFK days. Enjoying the show. Have a good one from Bobby. Thank you, Bobby BF. Thank
now,
you
Mike,
very much.
Some beautiful video.
All hey, right. I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Bob Steele on WTIC.
WTIC, Bob Steele. How are you? Good morning, everyone. That's what he used to sound like.
Bob, you ever miss a day of work?
Never missed a day in my life. And my mom used to say, you know, he owns his show. How about that? Yeah, she was okay. Really.
Do you have trouble understanding your teen, your preteen, your millennial, all that stuff?
My goodness gracious. Welcome to my life.
I love this tape because it actually breaks down common phrases into three different age groups.
Is go outside is get a grip. Ohio is weird is bogus. Skibbity is random is off.
Start it again. Start it again. I got to catch up. All right, what are we doing here? What is he doing? How's it work? Is he giving the real definitions?
He's comparing words that your middle schoolers say now to what they used to say.
Okay.
What
you would say.
Which is the used to say is up on top and the new words are on the bottom, right?
The one you recognize is. Yeah, is
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
What you would say.
Here's the gentleman again.
S is go outside is get a grip. Ohio is weird is bogus. Skibbity is random is off the wall. Riz is swag is game. Rizzler is player is Mac Daddy. No cap is no lie is for real. Sus is shady is sketchy. Gat is dump truck is booty. Caught in 4K is exposed is busted. Meat riding is simping is brown nosing. Pressed is butthurt is bent out of shape. IYKYK is you had to be there is inside joke. Core is aesthetic is style. Bussin is bomb is dope. Bet is ite
yep.
Is word.
Yee
is yep. For the win is booyah. Looks maxing is glow up is makeover. Bruh is bro. Is dude. Goat is icon is legend. Big yikes is awkward is ouch.
It makes me feel stupid when I see all of those because I can't follow them.
It's a little sus that you
it is a little sus, but yeet and all of that and fire.
I could, I really, here's when you have a 12-year-old like I do and you're my age. I want to go back and like study it and memorize it.
There's a middle school teacher that does videos like that I follow simply to catch up on what's going on now.
The variety and speed of that one. That was very
efficient.
Well,
here's the thing, Rob, and Josh and I will do that for the same reason, so you can just lay one on Owen or Michael in the car.
Right.
And they go, oh, stop it, Dad.
Yes. Mike, everyone hates America, and I think we're deserving of it. This couple decided it was the best idea to get married. That's fine. But on a sold-out flight? When no one else was like invited to the wedding, they just did their wedding on a plane.
Southwest is known as the Love Airline, and today Love is in the air.
Good audio.
Couple on board, Tina and Roger.
All right, Tina and Roger. Is that the celebrant up there?
The celebrant along with the flight attendant,
Could she look more like a celebrant than anybody? Oh, here she comes. A little tough getting down that aisle.
Yeah, I was going to say, they registered for seat extenders.
Do they have no friends?
I have no idea, but most people were happy until they said you have to use the bathroom in the back of the plane because we're blocking the front bathroom.
Look, I think it's okay. I'd be amused. No. Would you? Why? What's the problem? Why do you have a problem with it?
It's all to go viral on that video.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
true. It's all me, 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 me.
Yeah, I don't you're want right. Mirth. Okay, you sold me. I stand corrected.
Mike, I do not want
Mirth. I hate
to
do that. I hate it when he contradicts me like that, but I hate that. But it's true. That's why it's me, me, me. That's
Mike,
what it's about.
I don't like mirth on an airplane. I want just sadness.
Okay, see, you didn't like it when I think we were on the same flight when we came out of Vegas or we came out of Denver going to San Diego and going to a Super Bowl, and he did a fly around the Grand Canyon. I loved every bit of that, and I think most of you guys are like, oh, let's just get to San Diego. Yeah,
were you late? Did the plane land late?
No, we were not late, but I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, but again, that is also the pilot doing something.
I like mirth on an airplane. I think it's okay.
That's I'm okay not with mirth, the pilot. I don't think. I think that's, the pilot has the rule to do it. It's his plane. I don't want to see someone getting married.
If we had those four harmony singers on the plane, would you like that?
I would. I would like that.
No, I like no musicians on a plane.
What if Stryper was on the plane, Josh? Noted Christian rock band Stryper. Would you
I also
like that?
Don't like Southwest jokes on the plane.
Okay. Yeah. All right, just get you to your destination. Yes.
Although, you know what? This was before it was just to go viral. I used to write out announcements and ask the flight attendant to read them when we would land. And one of them was, I believe, like one of our passengers, happy 75th birthday to Charles Broyhill.
Are there not similarities between Charlie Broyhill and the man at the top of the frame here?
I believe this is the best of Broyhill.
This is what almost makes me feel that is a producer thing. That actually warms my heart that that's the way he is. Because
yeah,
it's no fun.
It.
He put himself at the bottom of the frame.
The names were wrong.
Sorry about that. But no, that's the way I want a producer, an executive producer, and a business manager of my show to be just like this guy. Yeah. Don't F with me. I got things to do. I'm a busy dude. Keep it up, Josh. It makes me happy.
Wasn't it great shtick when the Downtown Grand locked Mike out of the stage?
That was always fun things
to do like that when you're trying to get someplace.
Absolutely. Oh,
Mike, it is truly the best time of year. We're not yet up to the Super Bowl commercials, but we're getting the previews of the Super Bowl commercials. And I hate it, and I want to call them out on it. This is a preview to the Pringles spot, and it is just a yawn.
That's me.
Sabrina Carpenter.
He loves me.
Oh, God.
He loves me not.
Stupid.
He loves me.
I can't wait to see the real commercial. It's going to be awesome.
You know, and there's AI now, man.
I know.
And you're that effing lazy at an ad agency where you put her. Oh, God, that pisses me off.
I got an ad from Texas Roadhouse that you can buy a dozen. A dozen buns on sticks to hand out as your roses for Valentine's Day.
Hey,
I enjoyed
that massage parlor in the news was also known as Buns on Sticks.
A dozen buns on sticks. That's a great name for a band. Buns on sticks.
Meanwhile, in Colorado, the poor policeman had to be called out because chickens needed wrangling.
Come on, Bertha.
Tough pull getting that. Watch this. That chicken's gonna move faster than you can believe.
Yeah, think of Rocky.
Yeah, he's almost there. He's almost got it pinned. No,
that's
chicken
bad.
Very aware. Come on, cop. Come on.
No,
come on.
No. Not gonna happen.
No, he got it.
Oh, he got that one.
Oh. He got what? Why? Was there one where it was running?
Mike, this is a 10-minute video
really
with many chickens. So I chewed to the wrong one.
He totally nailed it.
Yeah, it's about time.
That was
Ice
so wrong what you did there. Do you have the right one? Do you have the early one where the chicken actually runs?
That's what I was looking for.
I was totally disappointed.
Neighbors or anything owns chickens, so I just have a loose chicken.
Boy, that chicken was chill.
Yeah. Now he's got a chicken stick.
Could you just go that way?
I guess I see your point.
But Mike,
it's like the slowest moving effing chickens in the history of mankind.
What it is, it's truly bad duty to have to go out and catch chickens. You don't want to do that.
No,
meanwhile,
you should say what it really was. Let me set up that video for you. That was a successful police operation.
Yeah.
That was, Mike, ICE called them. Because they were black chickens.
Yeah,
that was
slow moving chickens. Yes.
The world's fastest trash can. I leave you with this. A man has taken a standard, it looked like it'd be like a 95-gallon toter trash can, and put an engine in it, and he got it up to over 60 miles an hour.
Parts as calculated out as I can be with it. It works absolutely brilliantly when it comes onto the power band now. It hums along nicely. Absolutely brilliant. Just
nicely.
A generic
That's
silencer
the motor.
Off a Lambretta. Just trying to keep the noise down a little bit. The exhaust, you can see how wide I had to go because of the shallow depth that I had. During the creation of that.
Where's the trash
pipe.
Can?
It's coming up.
This is just where it's scraping on uneven roads. So
scraping.
You imagine how a road would sit.
You can tell by his accent,
wheels,
Mike, he lives in Texas.
Very close to the floor.
Okay,
so
can we see the
trash?
Okay, yeah, right we get the explanation. Jesus Christ, edit these.
Mike, right. Here we're going to see him go on the racetrack now. There he goes at 66 miles an hour is the trash can.
Was that the only clip of it?
I want to see more of him on the racetrack.
Another steel wheel.
Let's see. They were.
Did you actually prepare these today,
Mike? Very sweet of you to say
okay
so. But yes,
okay.
Truck. It was. I can't
Man
prepare the video
the
past what they edited, it, but it did go.
Yes, you can.
Helping it move it around. Theoretically, the top speed of this bin in fourth gear would be 79 mile an hour. The problem is getting it there. Elvington are quite expensive if you want to run up there. But Santa Pod are very accommodating. Problem being, you only have a quarter mile and it's a standing start. So.
All right. Okay.
Mike, the sad thing is that when he was able to bring the trash can to a racetrack and he left it in the garage where they were staging the cars before the race, that he came back and it was full of trash. People did not know it was a racing trash can and they used it as a trash can.
That's
but yes,
marvelous.
It's 65 miles an hour that a trash can can go.
Is that it?
That's
all right.
It.
Okay. It can't all be gems. That's it. I mean, come on. We never all have gems, you know, and nobody bets 1,000 anymore. That's just the way it comes.
Yeah. Next time, if you're going to tell us a trash can moves 60 miles an hour, let's see it move.
Yeah, I agree. They did. There was no extended portion of the trash can moving in the video. I don't know.
Yeah.
How, but I thought the whole physics
hey,
of it
we'll
was fascinating.
Hey, we'll see you next week.
Well, we still got the bonus show tomorrow.
Oh, we do. We have
I
a
like
bonus
to know
show
that.
Tomorrow.
That
and,
video was rubbish.
Yes, and it'll be a good opportunity for Rob and me to trash our previous employer. Because they've changed a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, Josh might not like it so much, but, you know, that's par for the course. Anyway, we'll be back with a bonus show tomorrow, and have a great three-day weekend. We will be not here for the Martin Luther King holiday, and we will return with regular content on Tuesday's show. And thank you all for the super chats,
yes.
Last-minute thing. We appreciate that. Makes us feel good. For Josh Sroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying... ride those trash cans, everybody. See you
nearly
later.
70 miles an hour.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I pooped myself one time.
Hey! It's a mess. Glass and poop everywhere.